Welcome to the GC podcast, my friends. This is our first ever podcast that we're doing right now.
Groundbreaking.
This just in.
So I am Joe Brannon. I am the digital content developer here at GCI Media, or I guess at GCI on the media team. And I am here with our fearless leader of the media team, Michelle Fleming. She is the GCI Media Director. Thanks for being on the first podcast,
Thanks Michelle. For having me.
Yeah.
It is a joy.
We are here in my office, actually, and just have headphones on and microphones in our faces. And we want to share a little bit about what this podcast is for, what it's about, and why is it that we're doing it? Because there's so much out there that we are producing as a media team, but then at the same time, there's just so much other content out there. It's like, why start something that could be like reinventing the wheel? And so we just want to kind of talk about that and see where it goes. And we're excited that if you're listening to this, which I hope that you are listening to this, that you get something out of this podcast, and we will see where it goes. But we call it GC Podcast, of course, because we are Grace Communion International, and so GC is the Grace Communion, and it's a podcast. So simply put, we said GC Podcast.
We like to keep things simple around here.
You know, we like simplicity sometimes, a lot of times, most of the time. Mm-hmm. So why start a podcast, you know? And it's because there's so many podcasts out there. So the question that we had to ask ourselves is why did we decide to start a podcast in the first place? So do you want to share first, or do you want to share?
Sure. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I can go ahead. I think, I always go back to what are our purposes in a media department, because I think that it can be really easy to just become task-oriented, but really our number one goal here is to support our churches. That's everyone at the home office. That's our heartbeat. You know, we know that the good work of the gospel is being done out in the communities where our congregations are. And so for the home office, we just want to support as much as possible. And we try really hard to resource our pastors and also to connect with our members and our leaders, and also to inspire them. And just podcasts are a really simple way that we can continue to do that. I know that, you know, on my commute to work every day, I listen to a different podcast, you know, or while I'm cleaning my house, I listen to a different podcast. And so how can we provide another resource that would help support the good work that is happening out there in the field, but also connect us, you know, because when you're in a congregation and you're in leadership, that can be really isolating. But to hear stories of other people, you know, who have answered this high calling, you know, of pursuing Jesus and really being his love in their community. I mean, that is a high calling, and God equips us to do that. But he always equips us in community. And so this is a really, really good opportunity to be connected and also to hear some best practices and to see how God is calling us corporately as a group of congregations to be team-based and to look and for how to support one another, that of the people that he surrounded us with. So there's a lot of reasons, but really I think it's an opportunity to provide some more support to our pastors, to have some more connection between us. And if we can accomplish those two things, then we're definitely going to do it from the media department.
Yeah, I completely agree, because one of the things I pulled up some stats, you know, because mm-hmm. we could sit here and do videos. We've done videos before, you know, we're putting out some new videos that are more of the practical side of ministry. Mm-hmm. But so we could do something like that. We could even write an article about some of this stuff. But the reality that we're facing, you know, mm-hmm. is that podcast audio consumption is on an all-time rise right now. Mm-hmm. I pulled up some stats before we started this, and you know, this is just from one website, but it says a third of Americans ages 25 to 54 listen monthly, and you know, that's a broad range mm-hmm. As far as age wise that are listening to podcasts, and that's a third of Americans. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that I saw is, which is pretty fascinating, women listening to podcasts has jumped 14% in 1 year.
Wow.
And when I read that stat, I'm sitting here thinking that we're starting to have more women in leadership roles mm-hmm. in our church, which praise God for that they have the space to step into what, you know, God has called them to do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm excited to see what God's going to be doing with that. Mm-hmm. But with women even increasing, it's like, man, you know, our leadership is increasing with women. Women are listening to more podcasts, and this age range of 25 to 54, everything's kind of pointing to it all. And then there's another stat that I saw, I don't remember what it was, but everybody has mobile devices mm-hmm. and most podcasts are consumed via mobile device. And then now with the rise of smart speakers in homes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you got like Alexa, and hopefully Alexa didn't turn on when I said Alexa.
She's recording everything right now.
Yes. You know, and what is it, Google Home or something like that? The
Dot or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so even smart speakers, you know, are on a rise. So people are consuming more audio mm-hmm. Because... let's face it, we are very busy people.
Yes.
And the fact that we can sit there and listen to something while doing something else, mm-hmm. you know, it's hard to sit and watch a video, especially 20, 30 minute video mm-hmm. about something. And you may be interested in it, but
there are too many other things yeah. that are taking your attention.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. You mentioned that you listen to your podcast when you're in the car or even at home doing stuff around the house. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're driving mm-hmm. and listening to a podcast. You're at home cleaning or working out in the yard or mm-hmm. running, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
listening to podcasts.
All of the above.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of times I'll be doing dishes mm-hmm. and listening to a podcast, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it's a great way to consume some knowledge and consume some things while you can still get other things done.
Yeah. And, you know, I really think we are integrated beings. And sometimes we want to just stimulate one part of ourselves. But I really feel like I listen to sermons while I run. Mm. And I feel like the integration of stimulating my mind and my body and also my soul by listening, I think it takes it deeper for me than if I was even when I'm sitting in church. You know, because there are so many different parts of me that are focused on one task together. And so I think podcasts are really great because they allow for some of that integration to happen in ways where if I'm just sitting and trying to concentrate, I get distracted. But doing something physically and listening helps me really pay attention because I'm not an auditory person. So if I was just going to sit and give 100% of my attention to listening to a podcast, I would get distracted pretty quickly. But if I'm driving and doing it, my mind is stimulated enough where I can listen almost on a deeper level and make personal connections and even have the time after that to process. Because I think one caution is we can listen a lot and just take content, and then not process it, you know? And so I think something to do with this podcast is to always afterwards contextualize it.
Yeah.
You know, and spend some time in prayer saying, how does that apply to what's happening with me and my team or with me and my congregation? You know, what are you speaking to me, Spirit, personally?
Yeah. And, you know, this particular podcast is geared towards not just our pastors out there, but also towards the second tiered leadership. And mm-hmm. we say second tiered just because, you know, they're not like the primary leader, like mm-hmm. the pastor. So those that are like worship leaders, small group leaders, youth leaders, you know, mm-hmm. just those people that do some of the vital ministries that are kind of in that second tier. This, our hope is that this, they get something out of this too. And like you said, mm-hmm. man, what a great tool to sit there and as a pastor, listen to this podcast and then share it with your teams mm-hmm. and then discuss it. Go deeper into it. How does that work within your congregation, within your community? Mm-hmm. So the hope is that it's a tool mm-hmm. that the pastors can utilize as well, not just for them personally, but also to help develop their teams. And that kind of segues into why we're doing this podcast mm-hmm. And what it's going to look like. Our hope is that kind of our vision is to develop healthy leaders, mm-hmm. you know, which in turn hopefully creates healthy churches.
Right.
And, you know, these podcasts are going to be a lot more of like the practical side of it. I think you kind of hit on it earlier, Michelle, where you said, you know, hearing other people's experiences. Mm-hmm. And so the hope is to have, well, it's not the hope. Our plan is we already have people lined up mm-hmm. to share their experiences and in certain topics that can help develop you as a leader. Because like you said, it's easier to learn within community. Some of the things that I learn when I learn the most is hearing other people's mistakes.
Right.
So sometimes, probably a lot of times when I learn something valuable, it's like, I don't want to do that. You know, that they went through this and I don't want to make that same mistake. And so just learning from that experience, and our hope is that those who we have interview, they don't just come in and share, you know, all the glories and the successes, mm-hmm. but they also share, you know, hey, we tried this and it was an absolute failure.
Right. Not just the results, but the process, because so often growth is not something we're talking about as in numerically, but growth is in our transformation into the image of Christ, you know? And so often that happens through our own brokenness and our own pain, because that's when we surrender, you know? And so we want to share those stories of how it may have been a difficult time or something that seemed unredeemable, but our God is a God of redemption. And that's what he's always doing, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So we're pretty excited about this. This is, you know, I don't know how long the episodes are going to be. We'll see how each interview goes. Mm-hmm. But right now, the hope is, I keep saying the hope.
The plan?
Yes, the plan. The plan is to release a podcast once a month right now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we'll see how it goes as far as the frequency. If we get a lot of content and we're able to crank it out, then maybe the frequency will increase. Mm-hmm. But the goal is right now to release one podcast a month. And is there anything that you wanted to share about the podcast?
No, I think we've kind of covered the basis, really. It's an opportunity for us to just continue to provide support and connection. And we're excited to do that. We're excited. We don't just want one-way communication either, you know. So give us our feedback. If there's a topic or something that you want to hear about that would be helpful to you, yeah. This is really for you. And so, you know, reach out to us, info@gci.org. Let us know if there's just a topic burning in your soul that you'd like to hear about. And we'd love to share it.
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth, because that's exactly what I was going to say too. Mm-hmm. And the plan is to have these on our resources site because our resources site is geared towards resourcing and equipping our leaders. So it'll be at our resources.gci.org website under church leaders, I think it is, and it'll be podcasting there. But then we're also trying to get it on iTunes and Google Play and all those areas where you can subscribe. So we're working with the amazing IT department of getting that fulfilled. So you can just get it directly to your phone and it's real easy. So be patient with us as we try to figure this whole thing out. And yeah, reach out to us. Let us know what topics you would like to hear. Let us know how this is, what you think about the podcast too. Mm-hmm. So we appreciate you listening. Michelle, thanks for being on this very first episode of the GC Podcast.
Thanks for having me.
And you will definitely be hearing more of Michelle's voice because she has a plethora of experience in ministry with various ministries, actually, not just one particular ministry. So, and she's got a passion and a desire to help people and to just love others. So
yeah, it's one of those things. Once you experience Jesus's love, it compels you to love other people too, and to share it. And so yeah, that is definitely my heartbeat.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thanks friends for listening.
And you made it to the end.
You made it to the end.
Woo-hoo! Thanks for sticking with us.
Yes. We made it to the end. Yay.
All right. Well, we look forward to just sharing more with you in the next couple months.
Yep, absolutely.